Paychecks are going up in some lines of work. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There's news this morning that the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits hit a 15-year low in the last week. And in another sign of vigor, the cost of hiring people went up 0.7% in the first part of the year. Always a highlight of my week is the chance to talk on Thursdays to Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Hello, Diane.
Good morning.
So the government tracks labor costs quarter by quarter, not just GDP like yesterday, and it looks like there's some upward pressure on what we're getting paid.
Exactly. Finally, both wages and benefits picked up in the first quarter. So finally, we're seeing some healing in the labor market. Tech jobs were really surging in terms of pay. The only outlier in that labor report was the oil sector. The oil sector saw a real slowdown in wage growth and in compensation costs, and that's not surprising given the cuts we've seen.
Still more room to grow, though, right?
Oh, a lot more room to grow. We're still seeing this economy as anything but hot. The personal consumption expenditure index rose only 1.3%. That's 0.7 cooler than the Fed's 2% target. So this economy, the porridge is still too cold as far as the Fed's concerned.
Yeah, we really noticed that yesterday with the gross domestic product, which was pretty much just treading water the first 3 months of this year.
It was almost, negligible growth at 0.2%. It really was a cool quarter. The good news is it does look like a lot of that was temporary, although we also had to deal with the strong dollar and the consequences, the downside of lower oil prices. So time will tell, and the Fed is willing to wait it out.
All right, Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial in Chicago, home of apparently tonight the NFL draft, right?
Oh, exactly. It's crazy in Chicago these days.
Diane Swonk, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving now to the logistics of channeling medical aid to disaster victims in Nepal. 5 days after the first of a series of earthquakes, there's news of fuel shortages, long traffic jams, and a persistent challenge of responders getting into remote areas in a country defined by mountains. The United Nations estimates 2.8 million people have been displaced. In Connecticut, the charity group AmeriCares has a bunch of new aid on the way. Its president and CEO, Michael Neinheis, joins us. Good morning to you.
Thank you. We appreciate having us on.
Yes. Medical aid is leaving a warehouse today that you're coordinating?
Yes. The latest shipment we have is leaving our warehouse in Connecticut today. We do have staff and supplies on the ground already. We were able to launch the initial part of our relief phase from our office in India, so they were able to get there very quickly.
So the material will land in Kathmandu, but the real trick is actually getting it out to people in need. How are you going to do that?
One of the first things that our team does when it arrives in a disaster zone, and again for us this was within 24, 48 hours of the earthquake in Nepal, we're in touch with local government officials, Ministry of Health, we're in touch with partners that we know about that run hospitals and clinics, and we begin to take a quick assessment of what the needs are, and we start developing a network and a supply chain, really, to know where the need is and where we need to take our medical aid.
So do you think what you're sending is a good match for what people really need right now in Nepal?
Yeah, it's an excellent match. We don't send anything that hasn't been vetted on the ground by the Ministry of Health, approving of manifests, partners that are going to be receiving, knowing exactly what's coming. You know, we are a professional relief and development agency that's been doing this for a long time. We know what works, and we know how to get products in and move to the right places quickly.
So give me a sense of what's in that shipment today.
Oh, it's a whole variety of things, from IV fluids and antibiotics to surgical supplies to bandaging, just a whole range of medical aid that you're going to need, not only to deal with the initial crisis of people who are injured and having trauma related to that, but we're deeply concerned about the second wave, sometimes called the second disaster, which is infectious disease. It begins to spread through populations that are displaced from their homes and living sort of in cramped temporary conditions. So there are medications and things to handle that as well.
All right. It's called AmeriCares. The CEO is Michael Neinheis. Mr. Neinheis, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
The man who is arguably the most powerful economic policymaker in the world, Ben Bernanke, is taking on an advisory role at the money management giant PIMCO. That group manages $1.6 trillion in assets for public and private retirement plans, among other customers. Investors have tended to run away from PIMCO following the ugly departure last year of Bill Gross, PIMCO's famous co-founder. Former Fed Chair Bernanke could help that firm burnish its forecasting credentials. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
Since Ben Bernanke retired from the Fed last year, he's been a full-time employee at the Brookings Institution. Jim Paulson is chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, a PIMCO competitor. He says Bernanke's tenure at the Fed was recent enough that he knows the personalities there well, and he could give PIMCO good insights into when officials will raise interest rates.
It'd be very important information flow for asset managers that are going to lay down bets on what the direction of interest rates is.
But Bernanke's advisory role at PIMCO makes Russell Campbell uncomfortable. He's the chief executive of Your Second Opinion, LLC, which consults with small asset management companies.
It raises sort of policy implications about who's influencing who and who has direct access. He can probably pick up the phone and call the president. There's only so many people that can do that.
Bernanke also has an advisory role at the hedge fund Citadel, LLC. He could not be reached for comment about his pay at either appointment. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And usually you get excited about the product and the batteries are an afterthought. Well, not tonight. The electric car company Tesla has been teasing some announcement set for later on about battery technology for cars and maybe for the home. Renewable energy sources such as solar and wind will be a lot more manageable if there were more efficient ways to store the energy when the wind dies down or the sun sets. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.